15 million Sri Lankans of all ethnicities and religions go to the polls today to elect a new parliament. Few doubt the result. The party of the recently re-elected President Mahinda Rajapaksa is set to get a huge majority. Rajapaksa says that his countrymen are all children of the same mother. Last week I drove through northern Sri Lanka along the former front line between what was the government's territory and the enclave run by the Tamil Tiger separatists. The inhabitants of Parinattakkal village are from Sri Lanka's Tamil minority. 13 years ago they fled from fierce fighting and have only recently returned home. Life is tough. Many have come straight from refugee camps, many have lost family members. They live in mud-walled, tin-roofed huts in astonishing heat. I spoke to 65-year-old Alusupalai Joseph about returning to the village and the coming election.
His desire is he don't want to displace again. He would like to stay in this village continually.
So nothing remained of the village from before? No houses, no fields, no farms, nothing?
Nothing at all.
Not far away is another village, Makagonga Skade, where the population are Sinhala Buddhists. Many inhabitants here also fled after massacres over 20 years ago. Now they too are coming back. These are Rajapaksa core voters. I asked them why the president was so popular. It's not just because he, in their eyes, won the war.
Okay. Why is the president so popular in this village? Could you tell us, please?
They are very focused about for this war. They're done for the war. They find the Rajapaksa. Then after
finish the war.
They finish the war. Then they give it to the electricity.
He's brought electricity.
Electricity
as well.
And for this developing for this roads and everything.
In Parinattakkal, I had come across two political workers out hunting votes. Proof that democracy, however flawed, survives in even the most unfriendly environments.
When you've been canvassing, when you've been campaigning over the last weeks, have you had any problems, any trouble at all?
They
didn't face any problems.
Everyone in both villages said they were going to vote. The Tamils for the Tamil opposition parties, the Sinhalese for the government. The poll has so far gone off without major problems, but no one doubts the divisions that remain and the wounds that are still to heal.